Thank you. Thank you.
The location call of a black rhinoceros calf browsing in deep vegetation on acacia pods and other branch foliage.
Hello, this is Echo.
Hello, this is Faye. And we're going to be playing some songs. Sometimes we're going to be playing the songs separately, and sometimes we're going to be playing two songs together.
And this is Radio Camp.
You're listening to Radio Camp. Black rhino calves. And it's Faye's birthday, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy birthday, Faye.
Happy birthday, Faye.
Thank you. So, since the mournful, distant hum, I love the song, the garden song, we're going to be playing that song, but rearranging it a little bit to make it sound interesting.
Here we go.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rains come tumbling down. Pulling weeds, picking stones, we are need a spot to call my own for the time closer. Rain the grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's cage. Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
At last, perhaps driven by the unceasing signs of
In silence, sunlight. I'm gonna drive my car, yeah, I'm gonna drive my car, and the wheels turn fast. The language of the sun. Once upon a time there was a dragon. He lived by himself in a cave called the Dragon's Den. He liked to dance till he made his tail shake, and breathe fire just to bake a cake. But he wished that he didn't have to do it all alone. He would show everybody how he moved his old dragon bones. Well, there was one young girl named Calico.
Hi, Scotty Mac.
She brought all her friends to the dragon zone. They said, "Why, mighty dragon, are you all alone? We could learn to do what the dragons do. Come on, let's go.
Pieces of eight. Pieces of eight.
Pieces of eight.
Pieces of eight. Pieces of eight. Pieces of eight. Pieces of eight.
Can you do the dragon? And they looked right back.
We can't do the dragon.
Here we go, I've got a tail that swings. I flap my dragon's wings. I've got spiky scales and long sharp nails. There's a fire in my mouth and a big red tongue. So you'd better watch out, 'cause here I come. Can you do the dragon?
We can do the dragon.
Can you do the dragon?
We can do the dragon.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
One, two, three, four. Here we go.
We got tails that swing. We flap our dragon's wings. We got spiky scales and long, sharp nails.
To the dragon. Let's do some more. You take one step up and you give him a look. You take one step back. It's in the dragon book. And then you jump two, three. And then you bend down on your knees. And you float away.
Our dragon's wings. We've got spiky scales and long sharp nails. There's a fire in our mouth and a big red tongue. So you better watch out, 'cause here we come.
but it's all right now.
All right.
I learned my lesson well. See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. They think all the old songs, but that's why they came. No one heard the music, didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky tonk. It was time to leave, but it's all right now.
Learned my lesson well.
See, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ringing a bell, and looking like he should. You got to play at garden parties. I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's
all right now.
All right.
I learned my lesson well.
Yeah. dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the
autumn mist
in the land called Thalali. A dragon lives forever,
forever,
but not so little girls and boys. Painted wings and giant rings make way for other toys.
Radio Camp. This has been the Faye Ross birthday edition of Radio Camp on WGMC. Woo! Those are some fast wolves. This has been a great radio camp, Faye. Thank you so much for coming out to the Wave Farm.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
It was very fun. All right.
The plea of the South African nightjar, the litany, the call likened to the word, good Lord, deliver us. Again, it offers its prayer as the disk of the moon glides clear.
For tea, darling. Moon. Darling, I said, what's for tea?
What's for tea, daughter?